Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. A British journalist of Sri Lankan descent who works for the BBC, BBC Radio 5, has asserted that he has too many white colleagues, and the fact that he has too many white colleagues is making him mentally ill, is affecting his mental health, is getting him down. Now, quite apart from the fact that if a white person were to say, who worked for the BBC, were to say that he had too many Asian colleagues and this was getting him down and making him mentally ill, he would obviously be fired. And quite apart from the fact that 82% of the British population are white and only 58% of those who work for the BBC are white, meaning that non-whites are heavily overrepresented. This is obviously a fairly extraordinary remark to make on the surface of it. Or is it? I wonder, could he be on to something? There is a book by E.O. Wilson, the Harvard biologist, called The Social Conquest of Earth, in which he notes that if you meet a person of your own race who is a stranger, then your brain reacts very differently to if you meet a person who is of a different race who is a stranger. If you meet a person who is of a different race who is a stranger, then the amygdala is stimulated, i.e. the most primitive part of the brain that is associated with fear. Now, that is very interesting, isn't it? It implies that in our evolutionary past, we are evolved to be around strangers, if to the extent that we're evolved to be around strangers at all, that look like us, that resemble us, that are genetically similar to us, and that we are adapted to fear, to feel intense fear in relation to strangers that look very different from us. Now, obviously, heightened fear, heightened arousal in a negative sense, heightened fear makes people mentally ill. It makes people stressed. It makes people anxious. And too much of it can get them down, as he says, can make them depressed. So I wonder if that's what he meant. I assume it must be. I assume that what he was articulating is the possibility that it is indeed the case that if you are in an evolutionary mismatch, if you are not in the environment to which you are involved, and this includes being surrounded by strangers that are strongly genetically different from you, this will interfere with your mental health. I assume that's what he must have meant, because surely he couldn't just have been expressing prejudice against white people in a context in which the opposite would get those white people fired. And surely he won't just be able to get away with that. Because, of course, if he were to be able to get away with that, that would betoken the idea that there is not white privilege, really. There is a kind of ethnic minority privilege where ethnic minorities can say things about white people in the UK that white people in the UK can't say about ethnic minorities. And surely that can't be the case, can it? Can it? For those of you who watch from the north of England, or at least can get there, tickets for our Liverpool meetup on the 16th of December are nearly sold out. So for your last chance for a proper based meetup, click on the link below and reserve your place there now.
Are you ready for the future of the West?